This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. 12 people were killed and several others injured when a disgruntled city employee opened fire in a Virginia Beach city office on Friday. As AP's Mike Gracia reports, the suspect was also killed in a gunfight with police.
A visibly shaken Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer called it
the most devastating day in the history of Virginia Beach.
A gunman described as a city employee walked into the Virginia Beach Municipal Center Friday afternoon and opened fire. Virginia Beach Police Chief James Severa says there were multiple fatalities.
We have 11 deceased victims. They are at the scene. We had six more victims who were transported to area hospitals.
The tragic incident left the chief and community asking why.
Right now, we have more questions, really, than we have answers.
The gunman engaged in a shootout with police and was gunned down. I'm Mike Gracia.
And just minutes ago, Chief Severa updated the death toll in this incident to say that an additional victim died on the way to the hospital, bringing the number of victims in the shooting to 12. Mexico's foreign minister says he has started negotiating with U.S. officials after President Donald Trump threatened to impose tariffs on Mexican products related to the migrant surge at the border. Marcelo Ebrard said on Twitter that he had spoken to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo by phone and scheduled face-to-face talks on Wednesday in Washington. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, said his country is not going to fall into any provocation. He said they would be prudent and are going to respect the authorities of the United States and President Donald Trump. Trump has threatened to impose tariffs on goods coming from Mexico beginning June 10th. He said the tariffs would reach 25% by October unless Mexico does something about illegal immigration. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's King Salman on Saturday warned that terrorist attacks in the region could imperil global oil supplies. The king told a meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in the Holy City of Mecca, "We confirm that terrorist actions not only target the kingdom and the Gulf region, but also the safety of navigation and world oil supplies." King Salman has called on Gulf and Arab leaders to confront Iran's criminal acts after sabotage attacks damaged four vessels, two of them Saudi oil tankers in the Sea of Oman, and twin Yemeni drone strikes shut down a key Saudi oil pipeline. Tehran, which has strongly denied any involvement in the attacks, expressed disappointment that Riyadh plans to level the same baseless accusations at the summit of the 57-member OIC. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan suggested on Saturday that China was responsible for a range of destabilizing activities in Asia, stirring already heightened tensions between the world's two largest economies. In a wide-ranging speech at the annual Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, Shanahan called on Asian allies to increase their security spending while emphasizing the United States' commitment to the region. Shanahan's comments come as the United States and China are locked in an escalating trade war and at odds over a range of issues, from the disputed South China Sea to democratic Taiwan, claimed by China as its sacred territory. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sought to raise the pressure on U.S. ally Germany Friday over next-generation networks that use technology from the Chinese company Huawei. Speaking after meeting with Germany's foreign minister in Berlin, Pompeo said each country will have to decide what technology to use, but that decision will have consequences.
The rest of it will have to change our behavior in light of the fact that we can't permit private citizen data from the United States or national security data from the United States to go across networks that we don't have confidence, that we don't view as trusted networks.
The United States contends that some of Huawei's technology could be used for spying by the Chinese government. Later, Pompeo met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel for brief talks before flying to Switzerland. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomb attack Friday targeted a foreign military convoy in Kabul, killing at least four Afghan civilians and wounding four American soldiers. The Taliban took responsibility for the bombing on a busy road linking Kabul to the eastern city of Jalalabad. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.